Joining me in the studio is singer-songwriter, guitarist and pianist Joel, a.k.a. Mr. Lees. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Very nice to see you, too. Heard this guy warming up. Fabulous.
Thank you.
Really good voice.
So kind.
It's
Thank
not,
you so much.
It's really good to have a... I shouldn't say that. I've had some great singers in the studio, but, you know, you're up there, mate. Really are.
Thank you
Fabulous,
so much.
But really good voice.
Really, really kind.
Now, we're going to talk about all your music, but you mentioned when you first came in about things haven't always been that good for you. And I only saw the pictures really this morning on like Facebook of you from a year ago and you today.
Yes.
And I was like, my God, you know, what was going on? So tell everybody why things have changed for you.
Well, I suppose it's a mind frame thing really, but materially I was homeless for quite a while, for a number of years. And found myself getting into a kind of hole that I couldn't get out of. The main change is, as I said, mind frame. Like, I was just in the wrong kind of place, and I was always trying to push my music at the same time. But just obviously, because I wanted that so much, I was blinded to other things that I needed to do and stuff. So, yeah, I haven't always... Everyone's saying, oh, it looks like it's going so well for you, and when I'm, like, come see you this morning, yeah, things are really good. So, yeah, I just wanted to chuck in that it's not always like that, and you have to grow to get to somewhere, like, from where I come from. You have to, you know, have a lot of growth and a lot of progression. So, yeah, I just wanted to shout out to the people that are struggling, really, and to tell them that you can do whatever you
want. So, were you out actually sleeping rough?
Yes. I've done a lot of sofa surfing. And then, yeah, come to Sleeping Rough. I was actually Sleeping Rough in Colchester in Essex, where I grew up.
Yeah.
And then one day I just said, look, if I'm going to be trying to do this, I might as well just be on the streets of London instead.
Yeah.
Best decision I ever made. It took a while, but I've come leaps and bounds. So I think the main reasons for me actually being in that position were a lot of them were my own faults.
Mm.
But it took a while to grind them out, you know what I mean? So yeah, I just wanted to let people know, if anyone else is in that kind of situation or anywhere like that, that I want to be proved to them that there's a life ahead of you still.
That's lovely. How old are you, by the way?
25. I am English.
And who is your little friend in the corner?
This is Scott Foy, my friend, a budding guitarist. He's also a singer.
Yeah.
We're on the road together all the time.
Yep.
As people will see on my Facebook and stuff, we're always taking snaps in the car and that, driving about Essex and London to different gigs and stuff. So big up to Scotty for being there always.
How old were you when you actually started started singing, or when did you realise you could sing?
Well, it was very young. I was you know, choirs at primary school. Always wanted to be that guy at primary school. I wanted everyone to hear my singing, but I was always kind of put in the background. And there was a couple of other young lads that were singing, and they would get little solo parts and stuff. So it kind of led me to keeping it back a little bit and keeping it behind me. Going through secondary school, and kind of got sidetracked, as you do, by the social circles and that kind of thing, and acceptance, trying to fit in with people. That kind of gets... Singing as a teenage male isn't really something you want to tell your friends about. I'm going to sing this weekend. Okay, that's nice, Joel. They want to play football or rugby or... you know what I mean? So, until I was in kind of year 10 or 11, then my music teacher turned around to me and said, listen, you know, you've had a bit of trouble time in school. I had different sorts of behavioural problems and stuff going on when I was a kid. And he said, listen, I really think you can do this. He said, I'm not going to take no for an answer. You're going to do music GCSE. And from then, I've actually never looked back. And so, yeah, shout out to Mr. Williams back in St. Benedict's School. That was a real boost. And when you're in that kind of place, you know, it's hard because... Trying to choose something like that at that age is very, very hard. But I wasn't kind of fitting into anything else. So then after doing it, he put me into a school talent show or something like that, and the reaction I got changed my life.
Yeah.
Because I found that I could do something no matter what other people thought of it. I felt a kind of... an acceptance there.
Yeah.
And that's all I was looking for, as many people are as kids. So I think, you just need that person to...
They'll wonder where the voice had come from when you sort of stood up and then you did all these rundowns.
It kind of, obviously, as you can probably guess, it wasn't quite as let's say, polished. I don't want to blow my own trumpet. But
you played trumpet as well, didn't
you? I'm an all-round musician. And that kind of. But no, yeah, it wasn't as polished off as it is now, but... Of course, because of the kind of kid I was, and it was kind of obvious I was that searching for that kind of acceptance and stuff all the time, they were like, okay, he's actually found something now, rather than being a shout out in class or being someone who wants to stand up and be noticed.
Yeah.
I found something that I can do, shout out and be noticed at the right time, and I think that really helped me.
Massive. Now, you're going to do a couple of songs for us today live, and I know you've got a lot of people out there listening. So, hello, guys and girls.
Hello. Love you all.
Now, you've had your... we were talking about the EP as well, because that came out in September.
Yes.
But what's the first song you're going to play? Tell us about it and tell us about the lyrics. I know you're heavily into your lyrics as well.
Of course. This song is one of the tracks. I actually laid it down as a piano track, a very basic piano track on the EP that I released in September. It's out on my SoundCloud. It's called Find Your Feet. This is a song I wrote when I was just coming out of that homeless period. Again, exactly the same message. If you're in that position, if you're in any of that kind of struggle, although you can't see it, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Lovely. You wait till you hear this guy's voice. Here we go.
Thank you. It's Mr. Lee's. You are. Look. How many years do I have to face? With these thoughts still on my mind, I see people crying, granddad lying, children hurt, my angels dying, prayers are coming, far and long, will they catch my wishes in song? Will you ever know? You will never know how it feels to be someone who is in need, yeah. You can't always find your feet, and the feeling that you will never grow, it will never go. Until you found your feet. Until you found your feet. You, and you, and you, and whoa. Look, how many lives do we have to waste? Yeah, until we open up our eyes. Cause soldiers fighting, to fires lighting. Now here we are, it's a painful sight when all the light is turned to dark. And all we need is a single spark. Will they ever know? They will never know how it feels to be someone who is in need, yeah. You can't always find your feet, and the feeling that you will never grow, it will never know. You will never know. You, until you found your feet, you. Until you found your feet, you. Find your feet. I'm gonna clap myself now, is that alright? Woo! Clapping myself. I shouldn't have said that. You couldn't see that. I forgot that. Thank you so much. Thank you.
That was fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. Live music in the studio there with Mr. Lee's.